天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心可以与大家在节目中再次相遇。我们现在正在学习的呢，是有关雅各书的灵命成长十二个步骤的系列。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来探讨第六个步骤，那就是克服自己的舌头。的确，这是一个极其困难的功课，正所谓说祸从口出。那作为基督徒的我们，应如何克制自己的舌头呢？那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you tuned in to listen to the rest of this program.
很高兴你能收听这个系列的节目。
We are in the midst of a series of messages from the Epistle of James.
关于雅各书信的系列信息，我们已经播出将近一半了。
In this broadcast, we will discuss step number 6 in the 12-step program for spiritual maturity.
今天我们要讨论信徒生命成长十二个步骤里的第六步。
James tells us that the control of the tongue is one of the most important steps toward Christian maturity.
雅各告诉我们，制服自己的舌头是基督徒生命成长最重要的步骤之一。
Let us review the previous steps.
我们来复习一下前几个步骤。
Step number one,
第一个步骤
is rejoicing in the middle of trials.
是在试炼中要喜乐。
Step number two,
第二个步骤
is saying no to temptation.
是拒绝试探的引诱。
Step number three,
第三个步骤
is obeying the word of God.
是遵行神的道。
Step number four,
第四个步骤
is loving the unlovable.
是爱那些不可爱的人。
Step number five,
第五个步骤
is living out your claim of faith.
是活出信心的样式来。
Today in step six, we turn to the taming of the tongue.
今天要讲的第六个步骤就是要制服自己的舌头。
Why is that important?
为什么制服舌头是这么重要呢？
Because an uncontrolled tongue can slice up someone's reputation.
因为一个没有被驯服的舌头可以毁掉一个人的名誉。
It can destroy someone's dream.
它可以毁掉你的理想。
Or shatter a beautiful relationship.
破坏你与他人美好的关系。
An uncontrolled tongue can shatter lives and destroy marriages.
一个没有被驯服的舌头可以把你的婚姻生活给毁掉。
Too much idle talk tears down our ability to be good witnesses for Christ.
闲言闲语让你丧失为主做美好见证的能力。
It destroys our credibility and discredits our Savior.
它摧毁我们的威信，以致让神的名受到羞辱。
The ability to curb our tongue is a mark of Christian maturity.
能克制自己的舌头是成熟基督徒的标志。
James, as usual, does not mince words in the way he deals with the subject.
雅各保持他一贯的严谨作风，当他谈到这个问题时，并不马虎轻率。
Turn with me, please, to chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, all the way to verse 12.
请翻到第三章，从第一节开始，一直到十二节。雅各书第三章第一到十二节。我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看啊，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林。舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界， 能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
In verse 1, James begins with speaking to those who always want to be taken to place of prominence.
在第一节里，雅各一开始就谈到那些好出风头、爱做师傅的人。
Let me paraphrase to you verse 1 of chapter 3.
让我们把这一节经文用通俗的话来讲一次。
Stop and think before wanting to step in a position of leadership.
就是在你想着要做领袖之前，你要三思。
Why is James saying this?
雅各为什么这样说呢？
Because those who are in leadership pay a heavy price and will be judged by God in a much stricter standard.
因为凡是做领袖的都要付出更多的代价，并且要受到神更严格的审判。
The Bible is full of examples of those who have thought that leadership in the church is an opportunity for gain.
圣经中有很多例子，他们一心想在教会里做领袖，以此为得利的门路。
Gehazi, Elijah's assistant, coveted the gift that Naaman the Syrian brought to his master, and his master turned it down, and Gehazi was struck with leprosy with his whole family.
亚述的元帅乃曼带给以利沙的礼物被以利沙拒绝以后，他的助手基哈西贪念大发，结果他和他的全家都患上了大麻风的疾病。
Ananias and Sapphira thought that they could deceive the Holy Spirit of God and both dropped dead on the spot.
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉认为圣灵是可以欺哄的，因此双双倒闭在使徒脚前。
Do you aspire leadership?
你渴望做领袖吗？
Then you must learn the biblical correction, not crude criticism.
那么你要学习用圣经的真理教导，而不是胡乱的批评。
Learn discipline, not domination.
学习培训，而不是管辖。
Learn authority, not autocracy.
学习建立威信，而不是搞独裁。
Learn leadership, not lordship.
学习领导，而不是支配别人。
James gives us a warning against carnal ambitions and against critical attitudes.
雅各针对存有嫉妒纷争态度的人提出警告。
Why is this warning?
为什么要警告他们呢？
Because those who aspire leadership will be judged strictly.
因为那些一心想着要做领袖的人将要受到更重的判断。
James includes himself in the leadership of the church by saying we.
当谈到教会的领袖时，雅各用我们这个词，其实也包含了他自己。
My listening friends, I want you to hear me correctly.
我亲爱的朋友，请注意我所说的话。
Whether you are a formal teacher or not.
不论你是不是一个专职的老师。
If you are a Christian living in this world, you are involved in teaching in some way.
身为基督徒生活在这个世界上，无论如何，你总在某方面教导别人一些事情。
We are teaching our friends.
我们教导我们的朋友。
We are teaching our spouses.
教导我们的配偶。
We are teaching our neighbors.
教导我们的邻居。
We are teaching our children.
教导我们的孩子。
And that is why James goes on to say that it is important for us to watch what we say, all of us.
这就是为什么雅各接着讲，要十分留心我们口中所说的话，每一个人都要留心。
Because all of us shall render an account for what we say in the day of judgment.
因为当审判的日子，我们都要为自己所说的话在神面前交账。
Jesus said, "By your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned."
耶稣说，因为要凭你的话。 定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
If by your tongue you confess Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you are saved and on your way to heaven.
假如你承认耶稣基督为你个人的救主，你就可以得救。
But if you say, I don't accept that Jesus is God, then you already condemned yourself to hell.
但是如果你说我不接受耶稣是上帝，那么你已经被定罪要下地狱。
Nobody condemned you. Your own tongue has condemned you.
不是别人定你的罪，是你自己的舌头定你的罪。
What we say with our mouths is very important.
因此，我们嘴唇所说的是相当重要的。
It is very important.
它的确是非常重要。
It is eternally important.
这重要性关系到永恒。
And that is why the psalmist in Psalm 141 verse 3 said,
这就是为什么诗人在诗篇141篇第三节里这么说。
Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord.
耶和华，求你禁止我的口。
Keep watch over the door of my lips.
保守我的嘴。
And in verses 3, 4, and 5, James wants us to comprehend what a powerful force our tongue can be.
在雅各书三章三四五节里，雅各让我们看到舌头是多么的厉害。
He said it is like a bit in the mouth of the horse.
他说舌头就像马嘴里的嚼环一样。
Or the rudder in the ship.
也像船上的舵一般。
These are small components in comparison to the size of the horse or the ship, but they have powerful effect and control.
从体积上嚼环和舵对于马或者船来说只不过是很小的零件而已，但它们却有强大的影响和控制力。
That is why Proverbs 10:11 said, The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the harsh word stirs anger.
这就是为什么箴言十章十一节这么说，义人的口是生命的泉源，强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。
In other words, from our lips can come out words of love and comfort.
换句话说，我们的口中可以发出慈爱和安慰的话。
Words of encouragement and wisdom and inspiration.
发出勉励、智慧和发人深省的话语。
Words of faith that can lead men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ.
发出带领人归向主耶稣基督的信心之词。
Yet from that same tongue can come sarcastic comments and insinuating remarks.
然而用同样的舌头，我们也可以发出讽刺、挖苦别人的话语。
Can come a critical statement or a lie.
发出批评、论断和谎言。
Can come unfounded rumors or a piece of misinformation.
散布谣言或不实之词。
Each of these can destroy.
每一样都足以毁掉别人的名声。
By our tongues, we can boldly speak the truth, even at the risk of suffering.
用舌头，我们可以临危不惧地说出实话。
By the power of words, we can change the world.
用话语的力量，我们可以改变世界。
Mary, the Queen of Scots, once said that she was more afraid of the tongue of John Knox than 10,000 fighting men because John Knox preached the truth.
苏格兰的女王玛丽曾经说过，她很害怕约翰·诺克斯的话，因为他所宣讲的真理比一万个战士更威猛。
Yet with our tongue we can injure and we can kill reputations.
然而我们的舌头也可以对别人的名誉造成伤害。
Think about this.
想想看。
Probably none of us will purposely physically injure another person.
我们也许不会故意去伤害别人的身体。
But just about all of us will speak angry words to someone else.
但是每一个人都会对别人发怒。
It is so much easier to sin with our tongue than to sin just about any other way.
用舌头犯罪比用任何其他方式犯罪容易得多。
No wonder James said, if you control the tongue, you control all other areas of your life.
难怪雅各说如果你能制服舌头，你就能够制服全身。
In the remaining part of this passage, verses 5 to 12, James tells us how to tame our tongues.
从第五节到十二节，雅各告诉我们怎样勒住我们的舌头。
Verse 5 tells us it is because of the fatal effect that the tongue can have.
第五节告诉我们，正因为舌头所造成的后果是如此之严重。
The tongue, if untamed, will become like a spreading blaze.
因此，如果不勒住舌头的话，它就会像飞溅的火星一样。
I have seen the effect of fires.
我曾亲眼见过火灾所带来的后果。
It destroys everything around it.
它毁灭了周围的所有东西。
Let me tell you a true story.
让我告诉你一个真实的故事。
There was once a woman who constantly spread false rumors about her pastor.
有一个女人不断地散布有关她牧师的谣言。
She always criticized everything he did.
她总是对牧师所做的一切妄加论断。
But one day she realized the seriousness of what she was doing.
可是有一天她发觉事态严重。
And she went to him to confess and ask for forgiveness.
于是她去找牧师认错，并请求他的原谅。
Then she asked, "Is there anything I can do to make up for what I have done?"
接下来她问牧师说，有没有可以让我弥补过失的机会呢？
He said, "Yes."
牧师说，有啊。
Get a pillowcase full of feathers and go up on top of the hill and open the pillowcase and let all the feathers go.
你去拿一个装满羽毛的枕头到山顶上去，打开枕头袋，把羽毛撒在空中。
She followed his instructions and then went back to the pastor and said, "I did what you've asked me."
那个妇人按照牧师的话照样做了，然后她回来对牧师说，我已经照着你的吩咐去做了。
He said, "Now go back and gather every one of these feathers."
牧师说，现在你回去把所有的羽毛捡回来吧。
She said, "But that's impossible."
那妇人说，可是那是不可能的。
There is no way I can find all these feathers.
我不可能找到所有的羽毛了。
He said, "That's exactly right. Nor will you be able to undo the damage you did with your tongue."
牧师回答说，同样的，你也不可能弥补你用舌头所造成的伤害了。
How can a tongue be the spark that creates a huge fire?
舌头是怎样引起大火来的呢？
There are five different ways.
有五种不同的途径。
First, by speaking idle words.
第一，说闲话。
This means that we speak about an issue when we do not know all the facts.
意思就是对那些我们并不了解的事情妄加评论。
We just speak about the matter because it makes us feel important.
当我们自认为可以干涉某件事，以凸显自己重要的地位，就随意发表意见。
A good cure for this is Proverbs 4:24.
对付这种毛病的良药就是箴言书第四章二十四节。
Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。
Secondly, the tongue causes damage by uttering profanity.
第二，说亵渎的话。
If you're a person who speaks profanity and curses all the time, chances are your heart is not right with God.
如果你是一个整天亵渎和咒诅的人，你的心根本不尊重神。
Listen to what Paul said.
请听保罗所说的。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Thirdly, the tongue burns by insinuation.
第三，舌头可以煽风点火。
That is saying a word to stir up discussion or to fan discontentment.
也就是说，一句话可以引起纷争，惹动不满的情绪。
Proverbs 16:28 says,
箴言十六章二十八节说，
A perverse man stirs up dissension and a gossip separates close friends.
乖僻人播散纷争，传舌的离间密友。
Fourthly, the tongue burns by magnifying the faults of others.
第四，舌头会夸大别人的错误。
You might be constantly pointing out to your spouse's weakness and make him or her feel inadequate all the time.
也许你不断地指责你配偶的短处，以致让他总是感到很自卑。
Psalm 64:3, they sharpen their tongues like swords, and aim their words like deadly arrows.
诗篇六十四篇第三节说，他们磨舌如刀，发出苦毒的言语，好像比准了的箭。
Fifth, a tongue burns not only by what it says, but also by the way in which it says it.
舌头引起大火的第五种途径，不仅仅在于他说了些什么，而是怎么样说的。
The way we say things can be just as important as what we say.
我们说话的方式和我们说了什么是同样重要的。
So where do we go from here?
因此我们怎么做才好呢？
Can anybody just decide that he or she is just going to control their tongue?
是否下决心控制舌头就够了呢？
James' answer is no.
雅各的回答是不可能。
In fact, James said that you can tame wild animals and wild beasts easier than taming the tongue.
实际上，雅各说，制服舌头要比驯服一头野兽还要难得多。
The untamed tongue is a visible example of man's inability in which he finds himself sometimes crying out with the Apostle Paul.
人无法制服舌头，证明我们无法行善，因此他跟保罗有同感。喊着说
For what I do is not the good I want to do, but the evil I don't want to do, I keep doing.
我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
Humanity can control spaceships out in the outer atmosphere and can control all kinds of modern technology, but they cannot control the hearts or the wills from which overflows the words of the mouth.
人类可以操纵外太空的宇宙飞船，掌握所有现代化技术，但人们却无法制服人心以及从人心里所发出的言语。
And that leads James to ask a rhetorical question in verses 9 to 12.
所以雅各在第九到十二节中提出了一个反问。
The tongue cannot equally bless and curse at the same time.
舌头不能同时说出祝福和咒诅的话。
This is no more possible than salt water and fresh water can flow out of the same spring.
正如一个泉源里不能发出甜苦两种水来。
It is as impossible as getting figs out of a grapevine.
葡萄树上不能摘无花果。
So it is with the spiritual life.
我们属灵的生命也是一样。
You cannot sing praises to God and then turn around and curse your spouse.
你不能又赞美神又咒诅你的配偶。
You cannot teach your children about God and then put them down and destroy their spirit.
你不能一面教导你的儿女认识神，另一方面却打击摧毁他们的志气。
You cannot claim to talk with God one moment and then be spiteful the next.
你不能一面与神谈话，却一面对别人怀恨。
You cannot speak the language of Zion in one moment and then stab someone in the back with criticism in the next.
你不能一会儿赞美别人，一会儿又在背后批评论断，重伤他。
This is the kind of inconsistency that James is speaking about.
这就是雅各所指的矛盾状态。
And that is why James said, My brothers, this should not be. This thing is not only inconsistent, but it is iniquitous.
这就是为什么雅各说，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的，这不仅仅是矛盾，而且是罪恶的事。
You and I might not be able to tame the loose tongue, or the angry heart, or the critical spirit, or the controlling attitude.
你我也许无法制服我们乱说的舌头，怀恨的心，批评的习惯，和好管闲事的态度。
But God, the Holy Spirit can.
但是圣灵能驯服这一切。
The blood of Jesus can cleanse us and sets us free.
耶稣的宝血可以洗净我们，并让我们得以自由。
And this is the good news that I bring you today.
这就是我今天所要带给你的好消息。
God can do anything, but God wants for you to genuinely repent and humbly ask.
神能做到这一切，但神要你真诚地悔改，并谦虚地向他祈求说，
Lord, I repent of my sin.
主啊，我愿意在你面前悔改。
I truly want to give you the control of my heart and tongue.
求你来掌管我的心和我的舌头。
Then believe with all of your heart that there is power in the blood of Jesus.
然后你要全心的相信主耶稣的宝血是大有功效的。
It is my prayer that you'll do exactly that.
愿你在生活中确实的实行出来。
And until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下一次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们的确都需要在神的面前悔改，因为舌头的确点燃过大火，即使呢有时候是我们不小心的，尤其是在我们面对家人的时候，讲话呢更是会肆无忌惮，却不知已经在无形中将我们最亲爱的人给深深的伤害了。亲爱的听众朋友们，让我们可以管好自己的舌头，求神的怜悯，无论在何种境况下，都要用我们的舌头去讲造就人的话，而不是去埋怨或者批评别人。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。希望他